Hello and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Jim and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hi.
Chris.
Hello there.
Elmer.
Hi.
Zach.
What's up?
And Marcus.
Hello.
Chris, I love how you look shocked when I introduced you, like you didn't know if it was going to be you or not.
I was thinking about asking Zach a question, but I decided to postpone the question.
What's the question? Too,
it was about his mixed drink that he tried, and I was thinking about what kind of bourbon should I get, but never mind. We can talk about that later.
That's another podcast.
Zach, what's your question? Bring your questions to the class. Why are you giving me that face?
I'm trying to get a new wallet. I don't know what kind of wallet I need or what kind of wallet you guys have.
Same, dude. My wallet's like torn up. Like my spare change, when I do get spare change, falls out of it.
All the time. My cards fall out.
Mine's not there yet, but it's getting there.
That's a suck. It'll be crazy.
Oh, wow. Chris, you got a
brand name wallet?
You got a Gucci wallet, Chris? That's crazy.
I got a Gucci wallet. Cynthia got this for me like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, and I've had it, but I need a new one because now it's falling apart.
Damn, dude. No, that's Gucci, bro. That's Gucci, bro.
Not Gucci.
Nah, I know Gucci when I see it, Chris.
It might be misspelled, but I know Gucci.
Yeah, it's I think that's a foreign spelling, but yeah, that's Gucci, bro.
So I need to find a wallet, and I just don't know what to get.
Do you want a wallet or like a money clip? I want the money clip for a while.
I do not want a money clip. I don't care about cash.
No, but I mean, I meant it's like a money clip wallet where it's like thin, has things, but it has like a stick. It doesn't have like a flap. It's just like a lot smaller than this. It has like slots.
You can it's like in. A two-sided little card holder.
Like, yeah.
Like that, well, yes. like the thing you're holding up.
I don't think that'd be big enough for all my stuff.
That's not a money clip.
Why would this be a wallet?
That's not a wallet. Has to fold.
I think a wallet has to fold. Like a sandwich needs two pieces of bread. A wallet needs to fold.
Wait, if his is in a wallet, is this a wallet?
No, that's also, that folds. Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't open all the way on the bar.
It doesn't matter. It has a what's that called?
I'm rich.
And a book. $1. A spine.
I sold my one thing right now. Yeah. Is it now a wallet?
Wow.
Yes.
Now you need a new
That's
wallet.
That's really bad. Yeah. You definitely need a new wallet.
Can't fit nothing. So I'm gonna look for wallets.
Isn't that crazy that Joe brought up a sandwich metaphor when he hates end pieces sandwiches. Of bread?
Yeah.
I didn't say hate.
You eat that first?
You throw it away.
Yes, I throw it away. I get a new loaf.
That's more hateful than being thrown away.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
I guarantee you, if I put this on Twitter, everyone's gonna agree with me.
Do it.
I think it'll be a pretty good split. So I don't think no one would agree with you.
Throw away. It just happens.
Yeah, like there's a new loaf of bread by the time I get to the point where it's just the two ends. I don't think more than five times have we let our loaf of bread get down to just two ends, and we still need bread.
1% are out here.
All I'm saying is I eat all my bread.
Same.
And ends and all. I typically eat the ends first. Because I know
ends,
like,
the ends don't get eaten first by me, but I eat them.
The but ends is a desperate is a desperation move, but I'm often desperate.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if I need to eat the ends, I'll eat the ends, but I'm not gonna go for them, especially not first.
I mean, just get it over with.
Exactly.
Why?
Yeah.
No. I might have a new loaf of bread.
It's just bread. It's not gonna change my life.
They're very different.
No, but it's very different kind of bread.
No, it's not. It's from the same loaf. It's not like
you gotta find a way.
It's not like they took shitty bread from a different loaf and put it in your good loaf. It's all from the same loaf.
You are saying that the end bread, where all of it has crust, is the exact same as a bread that has probably 80% less crust.
Yes, because it came from the same loaf. It's the same bread.
I think your guys' definitions might be different, and you guys are both right. Yeah.
Joe's about to punch a hole through the wall.
I know. I didn't know this was big.
Bread. Eat the bread. Don't be a baby.
Yeah. Yes. The bread comes from the same loaf, so therefore it's not anything different. But I think what Joe is trying to say is that it has more crust. Therefore,
I'm about to trigger Joel right now. When I'm opening that loaf,
take both ends.
No. When I'm opening that loaf, I take the front end, like the front end, like right in the front, and I just eat that as is while I'm making my sandwich.
Oh wow, carb loading. That's beautiful. Wow.
I have nothing against that.
I call that
Am I still buzzy or beeping?
Yeah, a lot.
What the hell?
Do you not hear it in your house?
Is no.
You should hear it in your house.
It's a plug-in. It's his microphone.
Oh.
It's Javier.
Or smoke system.
Guys, do I pick up the reading aid?
Yeah.
And I learn how to read. That's snap.
I think some poop particles might have made it into your microphone port, Joe.
Okay. That's great.
Is that being linked to the reading aid in Pathfinder?
It's a tutor.
You can't just know how to read in Pathfinder.
Well, I'm a child, Elmer.
He's a child. He's trying his best out here.
No. Like, is that an actual feat?
No.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, because I choose not to read, because I think as long as your intelligence is over a certain number, the game just lets you read. Well, it's part of my backstory.
But also, most adventurers are adults, whereas Snap is a child. So, exactly. So you would assume that every adult knows how to read at least one language.
I'm back.
Yeah. So I'm thinking.
Sound good.
When is the best time strategically to learn how to read?
Now, because you have so much downtime, because like that way you can use scrolls.
But you don't want to read too early, because then sometimes it can get in the way, right? Go around reading stuff.
Reading gets in the
that's
way.
That's what I'm supposed to do with Javier, right? Don't read him books too early.
That's different.
Really?
I'm sorry, Joe, but he's not going to be an adventurer. He's not going to make a bounty hunter.
Don't you put my son in a box. He can do what he wants.
Let Joe do that.
Yeah, let me decide his future.
Yeah, you
should let him
one, one book and then one sword in front of him and let him pick his path in life.
Choose your path. I'm upset that my audio was messed up during the bread conversation because I felt like I couldn't defend my view well enough because I was beeping.
I think
the mic knew that you were going to say some hurtful things.
I get it. You're a big texture guy.
Yes. That's a part of the. It's part of the food. It's part of the flavor. It's part of the experience.
I'm with you. It's not good.
Wait, what?
What do you, Zach? What do you mean? What?
What do you mean? It's part of. What does that have to do with the bread? You said you enjoy the crust. So wouldn't that mean you would like the end pieces if you enjoy the crust of flavored bread?
The crust, helps with the bread. It shouldn't be the whole bread for sliced bread. That's not like pizza crust or Dutch crunch or anything like that. It's there on the side. It helps with the bread taste.
We'll put a Twitter poll.
Yeah, we'll do a Twitter poll.
Make a
Twitter poll. But what's the question that you're asking on Twitter? That's also very important.
What's better, the ends or not better?
Sometimes too much Joe shows up on the Twitter.
I think just enough Joe shows up in the Twitter.
I think it's a perfect balance amount. What's the question has to be formulated in a good way, not just do you like the end pieces of a loaf of bread? Because nobody's going to say yes.
I thought the way I put it was fine. You could either skip past it or you could go for it. You know what I mean?
Is there other bread available?
What? No.
That's the Twitter poll? I'm just kidding.
No, if the two end pieces are there. Well. Yeah.
Just put, do you eat your bread ends, and say first, last, or never.
Thank you, Marcus. That's good.
That was good, man.
I'm so glad we have Marcus.
Marcus brings us all back down.
I want to know what Joe's original poll was.
No, we don't need to know.
I'm telling you, it was going to be terrible. It was going to be too much Joe.
It's going to be like, do you eat your bread ends, yes or no?
there's like, going to be some.
Unanimously.
I had a whole thing planned, but the bread took over.
I told you Joe had some banter for us.
So I was trying to get bread.
Joe, we can still do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's over.
We need to start.
It's over. It was about sprinkles.
What? What?
The cat?
Not that cat. just the idea of sprinkles, like on donuts or anything.
What about it?
What about it?
This. We'll do this intro.
I love
No. We'll do this intro and then we'll cut the bread one and we'll set it as a standalone and we'll call it the Pancast.
No, I was just saying I don't mess with sprinkles. I don't like them.
Okay. That's like you morally object to them?
Yes, basically. They just don't make sense. It's just clumped sugar.
Cool.
Joe's bringing this up because I got donuts this morning and he asked what kind of donuts I got. I named donuts and one of them was chocolate with sprinkles, which I enjoy. Yeah. And he called me bad names I can't repeat on the podcast.
Joe's the most toxic.
How does this make you feel, Chris, that Joe is trying to like potentially put a rift between us because you got sprinkles on a donut?
I was hurt and I didn't know if I wanted to record today.
He has an agenda now.
100% hear you, Chris. Your want for sprinkles. Your want for sprinkles is valid. Joe is a tyrant.
Thanks for letting us know how brave you are today, Chris.
Yes, thank you.
Am I getting canceled for sprinkles?
I also think there should be a motion put in place where we need to like change the Twitter password every couple of days so Joe isn't the only person to have access to the
are 100% allowed to go onto Twitter.
Where's the password?
I would enjoy it. The password is the same password we have for all of our podcast stuff.
Duh, you guys didn't know that?
They do know that because I texted them.
A year ago.
I recently texted you it, Nathan.
Don't let me get the password. I'm going to start wilding.
I know. I will. I'm going to ask Luna Bloom on the podcast.
Send some risky DMs.
Why? It's just so weird.
That would be crazy.
I love Luna Bloom.
Why would you put her on this podcast?
Exactly.
No, that would be crazy. No, she's an ASMR person.
Yeah, you tagged her. And Zach, I was like, let me follow her. And I was like, I clicked the follow button, and then I was like, wait, 18 plus? What the fuck is this profile about?
Yeah. Oh, she does OnlyFans?
And I was like scrolling down. Out of everybody that on the D&D space that like, you know, retweeted or liked it, I followed. And that was the one person I was like, I'm not going to follow. Like, I'm like, no, thanks.
Is she that wild?
No, I was just like, I just don't want my Twitter feed to be
that
too risque to not pull
the
up public
figure has to. worry about this.
My Twitter feed is already a little bit too risque to open up in public.
Same.
And Luna Bloom overboard.
I'd rather not purposely put it there because it's risque because of like people that I follow, like Freddie Gibbs. It shows up what he likes.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
Yeah, some people like some wild shit.
Yeah, and I was like, oh shit, okay. And I'm just like, all right, like, shit. I'm in the middle of the public right now.
No, Twitter can get crazy sometimes. People's likes.
They got straight up porn on there for sure.
What else about Luna Bloom plays D&D on stream?
That's a good porn name. Oh, really?
Yes. This wasn't just some random person that I like for ASMR videos to be on. That was too random. This is.
I thought you were proposing.
Like, but that's your brand though, Zach.
Luna Bloom?
What?
No, like being random, like just like having just throwing out ideas out there.
That's wrong. I think you're wrong
for your brand.
No,
I appreciate it. I love it.
Don't put Zach in a box.
That's your brand though.
It's perceived to be random, but there's a lot more thought to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's organized chaos.
Like exactly. Kanye.
ADHD, baby.
All right, let's play.
When is your dad's birthday?
Today.
Not so.
Should we bring him on the pod?
Sure. Ranger Rick.
Do one with him and Luna Bloom.
Just them.
I like him over Luna Bloom, yeah.
You don't
him
know
and
her.
Josh. Let's have him and Josh on the pod.
Put up a Twitter poll. Ranger Rick or Luna Bloom.
But just that. Not about being on the pod. Just which two. All right.
Oh, it's my dance attraction.
All right, so you guys, I realized that I did not describe this city well.
Okay.
I was confused. I didn't want to say it.
It was confusing.
I don't remember it.
So basically what I wanted to tell you guys was that there was obviously a suburbs portion of this that was very well taken care of. And then the inner city, which seemed to have not been getting as much of money or care or attention. And then within the inner city was the big wall that surrounded the constable's place. But also where you guys are at right now within the inner city is like a shopping district. And this city is a port city as well. So think of like a Minas Tirith, but instead of the mountains, it's water.
What?
That makes sense?
No.
No.
Scrub that reference.
Maybe I was like, what the fuck?
But does the description make more sense now? Forget the Minas Tirith. Yes. Totally forget Minas Tirith.
Oh, I forgot.
It's too late. I can't get Minas Tirith out of my head.
It's Minas Tirith with water.
I already bought property in Minas Tirith.
Who's your real estate agent?
Boromir.
I don't think you're going to get much business, my friend. All right, so we talked offline about what you guys were buying. So just a quick roundabout way. We traded in the Striking Mall, right? We took off the Striking Rune off of Kavnagash's mall, and we put it on to Anna Carmen's rapier. So now it is a +1 Striking rapier, which is pretty strong. Did we do any other shopping?
Fidget bought a disguise kit. Really, that's it.
Grimlock upgraded his shield, and then he also went off to buy... I think whenever he's like in a new place with shopping, he just goes off and does his own thing and gets different materials for alchemy or... crafting and stuff. So he just went off and did that.
Marcus, you buy anything?
Yeah, I mean, Snap really just go like kind of the same thing as Grimlock. Any kind of like herbalist or I guess like a farmer's market kind of thing. Anything you can get like, you know, like anything rare or anything that he needs for medicine, taking care of anything, just restocking the supplies.
Okay, that makes sense. And Zach, nothing?
Naz is not buying anything.
Just saving all your money.
Saving it.
Not even more cigarettes?
He bought some cigarettes.
Some Backwoods?
That's, no. But American Spirit. No, he rolled his own.
Let's say. All right, so we'll say about the 4 hours have passed, so you guys will be able to head into to meet the constable. If you guys would like to do that, or you guys can explore the town if you like.
Now, Fidge is pretty nervous, so she wants to meet the constable right away. Like she wants to be able to get the circus intact before she can enjoy herself.
Okay.
I don't know about the others.
Grimlock meets up with Fidget as close to the meeting time as possible. He just stumbles in.
Stumbles in? You drunk?
Maybe.
there's quite a few bars around here if you guys want to go
Grandma bar hopping. Drinking.
We can role play bar hopping. That sounds like a great use of our time.
Yeah, so great, so good. Okay, so I guess with just Grimlock,
Anna Carmen shows up.
Oh, okay,
with her brand new rapier.
With a brand new rapier.
Wow, it looks so shiny.
That Fidget helped pay for. Is that?
Yeah,
so that's trying to gain some favor.
I think I gladly accepted the offering, and now Anna Carmen is somewhat leaning towards Fidget, kind of like she feels like, you know, she did this for Anna Carmen, so now it's like she should probably like do something in similar regard to pay her back, because Anna Carmen doesn't like being indebted to people.
Yeah, and whereas Fidget just did it as a gift and it didn't really have too much more thought for that. But I like how it's funny how like it's like now all of a sudden it feels like as if like there's like two candidates. Who do we want around more often? Fidget or Beshi? So it's like everyone's like it's like a political game. I got numbers. I got numbers to look out for. Does it fit well, Anna Carmen? As a your new weapon, it looks really good on you. It has a nice flourish to it.
Yes. The rune applied to it is seems to be, I can feel it. It seems to have some sort of essence, like, coming from it. I think it will help greatly in the future.
Good. Yeah, great. I mean, I know we had a little bit of a bunch of stunts and fight stuff that has happened to us recently, but I really hope that maybe we don't have to be doing too much more of that. I mean, we are just a circus after all.
It's better to be prepared than not to be.
True. Especially since we're here in what's this place called again? Remind me.
Escadar.
Especially since we're here in Escadar, it's just I did notice it's a little bit more rough out here than Aberton. Aberton was had a lot more friendlier feel to it, and I don't know too much about Escadar. I haven't been. I didn't since I woke up like those 2 years ago. I've never been anywhere else but Aberton. So yeah. Did you find anything you need, Grimlock? You're all set?
Oh yeah, got all my stuff and should be good to go.
Cool, good.
Lost Snap and I lost what's his name? Naz. I don't know where they went off to.
Nah, well, I mean, I feel like they're capable of ahead of themselves, and Snap has a Snowflake, so I'm not too worried. And Naz can, well, we'll either find Naz back at the circus or
not maybe. The first time we lost Naz.
Yeah, or exactly, not the first time, and he came back last time too as well. So let's just go meet the constable, and who knows, maybe Naz is already in there locked up. So.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We find it with two birds, one stone. Right, so we'll enter the constable's office or whoever.
Yeah, ready for that. Yeah, ready for me.
Fucking shit. Dude, is this the same dude from the
This is me, Darius.
Oh, Darius. Yeah, oh yeah, Darius. Yeah, of course we're ready to meet to meet the constable.
The constable, okay. Her name is Andrea.
Yeah. I was just racking my noodle.
Andrea. Yeah, you should remember that. Her name's Andrea.
Well, I mean, I will remember it. We'll be here for a while. I did just get here, so please give me some time to remember a name.
Okay, let's go in.
All right.
So he walks you guys in through the large walls, past two more gates, and finally a third wooden door. Into a circular office, paneled with rich brown wood, contains a writing desk, shelves stacked with records, and a row of chairs positioned near the door for visitors. A framed painting of a kestrel in flight hangs in place of prominence behind a desk. A metal stand to the west displays an ornate falchion and a battle-worn breastplate polished to a brilliant shine. A small, muscular human woman sits behind a desk, dressed in dark blue uniform with a golden badge of office pinned to her left shoulder. The shield-shaped badge bears an engraving of an osprey with a fish clutched in its talons. The woman listens intently to the individual sitting across from her, a smarmy human man in a striking royal purple suit, only a few buttons and ruffles shy of garish.
Oh, a lot of bird imagery here.
The woman's hawk-like gaze...
Jesus Christ. She's secretly a bird.
Are they birds, Joe? Can we roll for birds?
Are they birds? I'm rolling for bird.
Bird up.
The woman's hawk-like gaze darts to the open door, and she holds up a hand apologetically to the man in purple. Thank you, Delmar, for bringing this issue to my attention. It is, if that is all, it appears that I have another appointment. So, Darius. Hi, Andrea. This is the circus.
Are they related?
Well,
they have like a very, very similar speech pattern.
Similar dialect.
Yeah.
Well, so, they're all from the city here. So.
also, all Escadarians sound like this.
Maybe all Escadarians have something like this going
damn,
on.
Should be a great next 30 episodes.
Damn, Joe, you did such a good job. Your planning here is top notch. Good job.
Yeah, we all have the same verbal cues.
I'm so happy you're committed to this. You've committed to this now.
This is gonna be wild. All right, Darius, walks you guys in, and the smarmy human looks over.
Well, does he look like a bird too?
No, he does not look like a bird. He looks like a human.
A smarm is actually a type of bird.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't see... Oh, no, that's the clown. That's the clown voice. He's going to have my voice. Fuck it. Well, if it isn't the... I almost called you the Maker's Misfits.
Yeah, what are we, Joe?
Well, if it isn't the Wayward Wanderers. Andrea, you aren't going to allow this filth into your city, right?
Excuse me?
You heard me. You are filth. You're not going to be here. This is a place for true circuses, like us.
True circuses?
The Celestial Menagerie.
Fidge is gonna just like gently lay a hand on Anna Carmen's arm, just kind of like to calm her down, and just kind of like, and I'll also kind of like keep an eye on Grimlock too, because she's no insults have did they don't do well for these two. These two are they're the egos of the group. These two
are the goblins there? I forget. Are the goblins there?
No, they're not there. They're not there.
Yeah, Grimlock has such a huge ego.
I know, there's a big ego. That's why it's such a big beard. That's where all the ego goes. Excuse me, sir, but we are indeed the Circus of Wayward Wanderers. My name is Fidget, and I am the what's the word?
Ringleader? Leader?
Yeah, it's a temporary ringleader right now.
Until ringleader? They don't even have a permanent ringleader. What kind of circus is that?
Well, because our previous ringleader has had a terrible accident, and I'm only temporary until I can get the correct documentation and get the right permits so I can become the real ringleader of the circus. Because I forgot the name of it. Wayward Wanderers. Circus, right?
Wayward Wanderers.
Here at the Circus Wayward Wanderers, we always make sure that we treat all of our performers fairly and humanely. So that's our motto.
That's more than you could say. Whatever your name is,
Delamar.
What?
Delamar.
Delamar.
My name's Delamar.
Is it just Delamar, or do you have a surname we can call you, or a
Delamar?
Title?
Our circus is better than yours. You can call me that.
Okay. Well, I think it's very uncouth and unprofessional to be acting this way in front of the constable. We're just here for a meeting. If you're finished,
now that you say that, I think we should have a conversation about you being here and them being here.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what we came here to do. I'm here to talk to you and, you know, get a set up and do this in the most correct and lawful way possible, and it benefits everyone.
Yeah, they seem really nice.
Thank you, Darius. You seem really nice yourself.
I've been meaning to correct you. My name isn't Darius.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what you said your name was. But if I made a mistake, please let me know.
Yeah, it's hard to understand me sometimes. I get it. My name is DeMarcus.
Oh, DeMarcus? DeMarcus.
DeMarcus. DeMarcus. DeMarcus Brothers.
DeMarcus Brothers.
That was way different than what you told us earlier, but if that's what you prefer.
Yeah,
that's just what I wanted to be called, but I wanted to try something new.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to reinvent myself.
Yeah, change starts here.
You know. Yeah, change starts here. It sounds great. I'm really happy for you. We can talk about this later after I finish talking with the constable.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to. It's okay. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in.
That's fine. And I take your 2 cents and put it in my pocket.
The Marcus Brothers.
The Marcus Brothers. Stamp of approval. Got it. Sounds good. I'll remember that from now on. Go into my book.
So, anyways, I'm sorry for the Marcus. You were saying about setting up here?
Yes, Constable. We traveled from Aberton, and we're hoping to set up here at Escador, and perform and earn a little bit of money before we head on our way, because we are a traveling circus, and we don't want to be be taking up too much of your time or your space here in your lovely city.
Well, now that you say that, it would be nice to have some more distractions for the people here.
Yeah,
this hasn't been great as of late. Maybe some few more votes for me wouldn't hurt either. You know, our election's coming up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you allow us to set up and give us a permit and give us the space and the time, I will gladly. We have an amazing marketing team. I can gladly have him put up some signs and posters about your campaign. And then we can even like put a little spot for you if you want it in the circus. If you want to like,
yeah, talk, we're
to
easily bought.
Now, isn't it true that
why are you still here?
Your circus had a few deaths recently.
Yes, I just said that because our ringleader had an accident.
And you said accident. You didn't say death. I just wanted to make sure that we are clear. Doesn't seem very safe for the public.
If I'm not mistaken, what happened to you, a few of your members?
Well, I believe the story was that you killed them.
Story from who? What are you talking about?
Right. What do you mean we killed them?
Well, they went to go see you, talk to you as civilized people, and then they didn't come back. And we found their bodies in a river. So you put two and two together, and you get four.
Couldn't have been us. We were saving the town, like always. We had to deal with some stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about. These accusations are just wild.
Well, we can bring facts to the table if you'd like.
Fidget is really confused.
What facts?
The facts that you guys suck and our circus is better. And I want everyone to roll initiative.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
The three of us? Wait, whoa, why? What the fuck?
Use your diplomacy or your deception.
Is it a word fight?
It's a word fight.
It's a word fight. Guys having a word throwdown.
It's a word fight. You said we can use diplomacy or deception?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I believe you.
Wow.
Let's see. Let's
it's a 24 for Fidget.
Add turn.
Wait, that's not right. Oh, there we go.
Oh, look at that little baby.
Oh, what's up, poopy butt?
Say hi.
Hey, poopy butt.
Hey, poopy butt.
Hey, PB.
Guys, it's guys, look, it's poopy butt and poopy hands together again.
Wonder twins.
Wonder twins.
That was mean.
It's not me, it's the truth.
You want to talk about facts? Those are facts.
Oh, he's crying.
He didn't like that.
Oh.
Look at that. You guys are already cyberbullying the kid.
Too far.
It's fine. Kids today, they gotta earn that. They gotta get that thick skin.
Oh, no.
All them online video games.
That's why I teabag even more now.
Fortnite, I dance on everyone I get a chance.
Dude,
on.
That's the norm in Fortnite. When you kill a squad, your whole squad has to go stand on their dead bodies and do a full dance.
Dude, you know what's crazy? I never had this happen to me before. I got my body picked up last night, and I was over their shoulders as I was dying. And they were legit just crouching up and down, teabagging while they were holding me. I was like, oh my god. And the other teammates were doing the Dougie around them. I was like,
no, that's what makes it worse, is because they have real songs and real dances to do on you now. That Fortnite is so crazy. I was on it the other day and they started playing Drake and Future in the car. But I'm driving around.
They got so many.
It's the new GTA sim now. It's like you don't get on GTA Online to cruise with the boys and like get into some mischief. You go into Fortnite now.
Is this the cruise with the boys? Are we all playing
Fortnite
again?
We've been playing Fortnite. Get in. Jump in.
And they have the Spider-Man hand thing right now, the grappling hook hand. That thing's hella good. It works way too well.
I spent a lot of money on skins.
Or is it back?
What do you mean? Build mode? Yeah, build mode is there, and then there's no build mode.
Okay. All right, I'll try
it. We play without build mode. We're not.
All right, I'll try it again.
Can't do that.
I like both. Both is fun.
Building takes a lot. I don't get it. I'm not good at it.
It's crossplay, right? I can download it on my gear.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably do that because I feel like I play more on my computer than I'll play on
Cindy's going to be happy. She's been recruiting forever.
Nate, to be able to play with us, you have to spend at least $100 on skins.
I just got paid.
What do you guys? What do y'all rock? $100
right now.
I have a lot of skins.
Zendaya? How many Zendaya skins?
Chris has a lot more. I don't have any Zendaya skins. Dude, Chris has a lot more.
Can I get old skins or does the store rotate?
You're kind of at the mercy of what the shop has.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But it rotates. Still like from older ones to new ones too? Okay, cool.
I have a Orochimaru.
All right. Let's find. I'm gonna open my Xbox app right now.
And start. I have Guile too and Cammy from Street
Fighter.
Those
are nice. Those are clean.
How big is the data file? My
Chris, you got LeBron.
Chris has Master Chief.
I have a Dallas Cowboy.
Practically LeBron.
I thought about getting LeBron skin just to make my brother angry.
Was there a LeBron skin?
Yeah.
Space Jam. Yeah.
Oh.
How much are skins?
Depends on the skin.
Anywhere from like $5 to $10 usually. Unless you're getting like a premium one, then it's probably like 15.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to describe how to do this social encounter, but I'm going to cut it.
Grimlock shouldn't have been here. Reading.
Grimlock shouldn't have been here.
This is not his forte.
This might have been good for Snap, but it's okay.
He literally stumbled into the situation.
I didn't know we had an option to skip out.
Damn. I didn't know we had to talk to girls.
Marcus, I love seeing the work.
That's true dedication. Love is being put in that. All right, so you have multiple options for actions here. You can sway. You attempt a DC 20 check, diplomacy or deception, or a relevant lore skill to convince the constable to allow the circus to perform in Escanor.
Okay.
If the hero mention, nope. That's for you guys. You can support an argument. The hero attempts to bolster an ally's argument by attempting a DC 20 check using diplomacy, deception, or a relevant lore skill. On a success, you give the ally a +1 to the next check. On a crit success, you do something else. On a crit failure, you hurt their argument. You can demonstrate talents, so you can attempt a DC 20 performance check to prove your ability. You can discredit Delamar or the Celestial Menagerie as a whole. It's a DC 20 check using circus lore or society.
Society.
And that's it.
Okay.
We live in a society.
You do.
All right. So we rolled for initiative. Beshi, Fidget, what'd you get?
24.
And a Carmen?
11 plus 10, so 21.
Grimlock?
9.
And he rolled a nat 20.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
So that's a lot. Jesus Christ. He goes first. So as I was saying, the Celestial Menagerie has top-tier talent, brings happiness and joyfulness to anyone who comes to it. I have it on good authority that at the last showing that the Circus of Wayward Wanderers had, they actually got into a fist fight with the audience members there. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems like not the best of actions to take. And he is going to roll a check to see if that does anything. That's a natural 3. God damn it.
Loser.
So that didn't help his cause.
Yeah, why is he trying to slander us?
Well, actually, here in Escadar, there's many fights that happen, and sometimes you have to lay down the law.
Can I?
Lemon law.
Is it my turn? Can I say something?
It's Beshi's turn.
Okay, who?
Sorry, fucking shit. It's your turn.
So Fidget will go... Yes, this is true that a fight did break out on our first night performance for the Wayward Wonder. But I think that was on the fault that we didn't have such a reliable and brave garrison over at Aberton. But here at Escadar, with such a competent commander and constable, that there will be no need for fist fights or anything because there'll be such tight security around our camp.
Well, actually, we don't have any extra personnel, but I appreciate.
So it's only two. It's only two people.
There's 7 of us.
There's 7. Well, I mean, it's still more than that. But then again, that's still more than Aberton had.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So roll.
You guys look tougher too.
Roll for that, Grimlock.
Grimlock said that to himself. No one heard him.
that would be a 19 total.
I'm gonna give you a +1 for kissing ass. 20. Well, I do appreciate the compliments. So that's 1 point for them.
Oh, we're on the board? Cool.
And a card.
Scoreboard comes up. No way.
I mean, the Celestial Menagerie with a name like that, they do sound like they could have a pretty prime product from from just the name itself. However, if they are if the project is anywhere as close as to how the representative is acting so far, then I think it reflects poorly on the organization as a whole. But continuing on forward with my point, I believe that having not just one but two circuses in the area might benefit the entirety of the city as a whole. It is a bit of competition. It allows the citizens a choice to decide whether or not they should attend one or the other, or even both. Having shows on staggering nights, one off, one on, and then the other maybe taking a break during one week or another taking a break during another week, I believe will be probably the most diplomatic way of handling this. But I do think that we are better.
Give me a diplomacy.
Ooh.
What'd you get?
Oh, 19 plus 10, 29. Sorry, I muted myself accidentally.
No worries. All right, that's 2 points for them.
Two points for Gryffindor!
Thanks, Dumbledore. No bias at all.
Grimlock, do you have anything to say here?
I got one word to say. And I walk up to the desk and I throw a newspaper out that has a review of our performance. It's Naz. He's the real deal, this guy. And I point him to see like the glowing reviews of Naz.
That's way more than one word.
One sentence, Naz, comma. He's the real deal, this guy. You probably heard of him, right?
I have not. I'm sorry. Word has not spread to these lands.
I overestimated his performance, but you can read this nice blurb here, and then you will have heard of him.
It says he cultivates. That's the wrong word. He's really good, it says here.
Wow.
Captivates, maybe?
Sorry. Captivates. That's the word. It's sorry. Hard to say that with this... this tongue.
Sorry, the newspapers in Abington aren't exactly wordsmith.
Naz is good. We suggest seeing.
We
clap.
make us feel good.
Say wow.
Much wow.
Much wow. We know those hillbillies. They're not as refined as us.
You got it. 19 total.
Oh,
society.
Oh, society.
Because you brought the newspaper, I'll give you a plus one.
There we go.
3 points for Gryffindor.
Who's Gryffindor? What the hell's happening?
I think Dumbledore's going a little senile. There's more houses, Dumbledore.
Well, Delamore speaks up. Well, if I remember, I believe that the dwarf here, during one of the showings, actually removed the net from
allegedly.
From one of their acts.
Allegedly.
And please, you had your time. Removed the net, and one of their members got horribly burned in front of an audience. There was children that left crying.
There's no evidence of that. There's no kids that night.
I've heard.
There are people saying, a lot of people are saying this, that the Wayward Wanderers have the worst show ever. The worst show in the world.
Yeah, a lot of people say you smell like poo-poo, but, you know, that's hearsay.
I feel like that was personal. I feel like that was outside of our game.
Please no metagaming. No metagaming.
Please keep your personal feelings outside of this. A lot of people say that you guys are the worst. I've heard it from a lot of people. A lot of people are saying that.
Well, that's just how rumors start. You hear a lot of things. You hear a lot of stories. You hear a lot of opinions. And not a lot of these come with first-hand accounts, such as your own.
Actually, now that Delamore says this, that seems pretty awful to hear from people to witness that someone was burnt in front of an audience. Yeah, guys, that sounds pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty? I'm sorry?
Now you're going to make fun of our tongue here? You're going to make fun of our speaking?
No, I was trying to get clarification.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're very sensitive about it. Or the tongues here weigh approximately 2 pounds.
Ew.
What?
Big tongues, these guys.
I think there's water.
That's pretty gross. Right, is it Fidget's turn?
What?
Did they roll? I'm assuming they rolled high.
Yeah. 1 point for the other guys.
Jesus Christ.
God, Dumbledore doesn't even remember the other house's names.
It's like you need to get to 5.
See how Dumbledore sounds like a great sketch.
Okay. Fuck. It's my turn, I guess, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this may have happened. Like I said, accidents happen, and like we being on the road is very dangerous. But that being said, that was an accident. Whereas I have witnessed people from your troop coming to Aberton, harassing people from my circus, and defiling corpses, all witnessed by citizens of Aberton.
Do you have those witnesses here?
I can bring them. And well, 3 of us are here right now.
Bring the witnesses. We'll wait.
Are you willing to wait, Constable?
No, unfortunately, we cannot wait. Please roll your deception or diplomacy.
Yes, Constable. I'll roll my dice in front of you. This is diplomacy. I'm not rolling deception. I'm not lying about this. That's bad. That's gonna be a 14. Oof.
Just a failure, not a critical failure. Well, until we see those witnesses, apparently I can't judge upon this.
Wait, hold on. But how can you not judge my thing, but you're judging his thing?
Because he was obviously more persuasive.
But he's just throwing out allegations.
But he said it in such a way that I believed it. Now hurry up. It's Goodlock's turn. Or Anna Carmen's turn.
Shit. I don't know if this is a kangaroo circus. Kangaroo course.
I'll take a point away.
Are you allowed to do that?
Calling it a kangaroo circus came off as a really good insult, though.
Kangaroo circus.
Okay. Well, this incident, I think, was before my time joining the area. The alleged incident, I should say, was before I joined the group. However, after spending time with all of these folks here and spending lots of days, meals, adventures, situations with them, you know, our relationships have grown, some have suffered, some have grown for the better. But I can honestly say that out of all the people in the circus here, if anything did happen, none of it was done with malicious intent at all. That is coming from what I've learned from being with everybody, from talking to them, speaking with them, and growing each relationship with them as well. Now, that's not to say that the Celestial Menagerie might not have their own skeletons in their closets. Because if we are throwing out alleged allegations, I'm just going to say this. They've been shut down for food poisoning a few times as well.
Now you have to roll deception. Allegedly.
Oh, yes, they have.
What is that total?
29.
Was I muted again?
Yeah.
God damn it. Joe, I rolled a 19. 19 plus 10, 29. They were absolutely shut down for food poisoning. Absolutely.
Because you guessed correctly that they were shut down, I give you a plus 1.
Oh, they were shut down. Cool. So then 30. We win automatically. We win the house cup.
Crit. That's a crit.
People still talk about that, Delamar, about the food poisoning of October. It was awful. Whoa. Hundreds of people were sent to the hospital. They're not wrong about that. Actually, Delamar,
hundreds of people? My God. This is a travesty.
Epidemic.
If I may say something before this goes haywire.
Sorry, pretty haywire as it is.
I would just like to say that.
Was that the room?
I forgot what my argument was.
We win. Automatic. Automatic forfeit.
I really forgot. I forgot what I was going to bring up.
You concede your time.
Shit, I really forget what I was going to say.
Get shit on. Get shit.
He's taken aback by the food poisoning. He's like, you know what? Okay. Bye now. And he just walks out of the room.
Damn, dude.
Concedes defeat.
You broke him. You broke Delamar.
Nice roll.
This is what Delamar looks like.
What a fucking pansy.
Well, looks like a,
he looks like
Zorro.
He looks like he would sound like Kenneth Height from Elden Ring. The douchebag.
Yes.
You say Diet Zorro, Zach?
Yeah, that's what that is.
More like he needs to go on a diet, Zorro.
Anna Carmen should duel him.
He does have a nice rapier, looks like.
Anna Carmen should duel him.
Does look nice.
You should have challenged him to a duel.
We didn't know he had a sword.
This was a word duel, and I won.
Yeah, Anna Carmen won.
So, I guess that settles it. You guys are here now. I hear that there's two more of you outside waiting to come in. Do you want them here or not?
Oh, I mean,
were they waiting the whole time? I thought they were doing their own thing.
Yeah. The DM is deciding that they are waiting because he wants Marcus and Zach to be here.
Okay.
Sure. Sure. They're probably the rest of the headliners. If you want to welcome them in,
the Marcus, go get them. Okay, I'll go get them.
DeMarcus goes out, gets you two, brings you inside.
All right, now that the whole crew is here.
I mean, not the whole crew, but, you know.
Your whole circus. This is it, right? There's no one else. It's a small circus. That's what we're agreeing upon.
Well, I mean, there's the dwarf and throwers. There's the Featherfall 5. There's
the restaurant drugs.
Well, now let's bring that. Should I bring Delamar back in here?
No drugs. We are a straight edge circus.
I hope you're not on drugs. We've had a very tough time with the cat cycle around here. We're doing a very war on drugs kind of thing.
Well, I mean, maybe we should really rethink that policy. But we did kick out one of our members that was on cat.
Out the professor.
Yeah, kicked him out.
We didn't kick him out. He's still there.
He has no power. He's like,
we unseated
kicked
him
out from. Yeah, he has no power. But like, yeah, we didn't put him on the streets though. Well,
Beshi wanted to kick him out, and Beshi like, but like, since Beshi's not there to enforce that, then you know.
Yeah, and I don't think like anyone's really the type to like when they see him to be like, go get out of here. Like, I think he's kind of like,
yeah, like he's an animal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have an area for you all to set up.
Cool.
Like I said, we're stretched a little thin out here, so it's not the safest place. There's been rumors of wolves attacks.
Wolves in your city?
No, it's on the outskirts. Oh, that's another thing. It's on the outskirts of town.
Oh.
But it's big. It has a big space, but if you guys could, I don't know, make sure that it's clear, then maybe we could discuss taking down the taxation for your income.
So you want us to clear it out of any bad things, and then it'll be ours first to use without taxes?
Exactly.
Okay, that sounds like a fair deal. We're all capable, the five of us.
You guys all agree to this?
What's the taxation at right now?
The taxation that we're charging to Celestial Menagerie a strong 15%.
We'll totally clear it out and, you know, not have to pay that 15%. Great.
Okay. So we have a deal.
Yes. Yeah.
She puts
yeah.
her hand out, shakes your hand, Fidget.
All right. Fidget takes it, reaches up and takes it.
Do the goblins have anything to say about this? No. Good. Okay.
Yeah, no.
What is Snap doing?
Snap is not paying attention. Snap is like, because you guys just pulled him over here. I don't even know, did the dude even say?
What is Snap doing?
He probably didn't even tell us what was going on. But for me comprehending this, Snap won't care. Unless it's like, we gotta kill like, you know, massacre of herd animals or something.
Actually, there's a lot of animals you must know.
There's wolves.
Say wolves.
Yeah, wolves.
Look. She just said we just got to deal with it. Doesn't mean we have to kill them all. We can maybe get Adam to our axe. You know, snap.
Yeah,
we can tame most animals.
I'm thinking you could cut it. Wolves, you can cut a deal with.
Great deal makers, wolves.
They understand territory. You can trade some territory for them.
As long as it's safe, I don't care. Do what you have to do. Just do what you gotta do. Okay?
Got it. Understood.
I'm very busy. I have a lot of things going on, so thank you.
Yeah, well, we won't take up any more of your time, and I'll head out, and we'll go set up our camp. Thank you so much, and we will make you that corner of your city safe and most more welcoming for any of and all patrons.
Demarcus, please escort them to the dangerous plot.
Excuse me?
That's what we call it here, the dangerous plot.
Does dangerous have another meaning here in Escadar?
It means that there's danger and there's
so the regular meaning.
Yes.
Danger zone. Got it. Understood.
So Demarcus goes ahead and walks you guys through town, through the outskirts, back to the suburbs, about a half mile away from the city.
We're outside the city?
Outside the city. I said this.
All right.
And to a lush green field that's up against a mountain. Mm-hmm. And you guys have found a new home with a bunch of this grass. It's green, all right, but it is waist high of weeds and just not well taken care of grass. It's going to take some time to clear this out.
Like, okay.
Fidget walks in and it's above her head.
Whee. I think it's over most of all of our heads except for Anna Carmen.
Yes, that's true.
Anna Carmen, what do you see up there?
I tell them everything that Joe said.
Well, it's a rough start, but I think we can make this work. First, yes. Gotta clear it out, and then we'll have some of the clowns do some cleanup around here and make it really cool.
Yeah. So this is the dangerous plot. Again, it's me, Demarcus.
Maybe we need a rebranding too. We'll brainstorm it.
This is dangerous plot, and this part that you're on right now is called A1.
Okay.
Best of the best, A1.
Yes, exactly, the best of the best. There are multiple homicides, but good. I hope you guys have fun here. I'll see you guys next time.
Oh my god.
All right, goodbye, Demarcus. We'll see you around.